Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, cash money, heroes, private jet, polish. It is 9 p.m., and that can only mean one thing. It's time for another edition of SNY's TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. I'm your host, Anthony Riceballs Donahue, with you. Going to take you up till about 10 o'clock tonight right here on TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. As always, you know the number. It's 646-478-5554, and when we ended the show on Monday night, there was a ton of calls still on the line. So if you were on the line Monday night, you didn't get through, or you would just like to call, let's get on the phones. I want to hit the phones early and often tonight. 646-478-5554 is the number. So let's get some calls. I'm going to open the show, and I'll have to start taking calls in about 5 to 7 minutes. Obviously, you can friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/TonyRiceballs. You can follow me on Twitter at AnthonyMSG. Tommy D writes for the Knicks blog. You can follow him on Twitter at TommyDTKB. Big shout out to Miles Mills. Always does a good job helping me out promote the show. And you can friend Miles on Facebook at Miles Mills. And you can follow Miles on Twitter at MMillsTKB. So, time to get into. As you all know, I went up to Boston for Game 5 of the NBA Finals. On Sunday night, I was working on 2 hours sleep on Monday night show. And if you want to go back and hear that replay, you can hear that on TheKnicksBlog.com. If you want your past shows with past guests such as Allen Houston, Walt Frazier, Anthony Anderson, Wilson Chandler, you can go to TheKnicksBlog.com for that. And I think I was pretty clear that I was expecting the Lakers to win. Now, to win last night, and obviously we'll get into the Tom Izzo situation, the Cavs situation in a few minutes, but I want to start with the NBA Finals. I was definitely a little shocked the Celtics got the doors blown off, losing the game 89-67. From the second the game started, the game really had no flow, no pizzazz. It was all Lakers, and that's something you probably had to figure. Lakers with their backs against the walls at Staples Center, down 3-2. It was set up for a victory. Now, is Game 7 set up for a victory for the Lakers? No. Is Game 7 set up for the victory for the Celtics? No. And you know what I don't understand? I'm not really going to make a pick on who's going to win tomorrow night yet. But what I do know about tomorrow night's game is this. It doesn't matter what happened last game. Haven't we seen that in these NBA Finals? People like to make knee-jerk reactions based upon the last game, and that's not how it should be. If you go back to Game 1 of the series, the Lakers were dominant. Kobe Bryant did whatever he wanted in that game. Everybody said the Lakers are going to win in 4, if not 5. What happens? Celtics come back, win Games 2, win Games 4 and 5, take a 3-2 series lead. You can't base the next game on what happened in the last game. That said, does that mean the Lakers could definitely win, but I'm not gonna, if I pick the Lakers to win tomorrow, which I'm gonna probably pick them, I'm not basing it on what happened in Game 6. Because one thing, Kendrick Perkins with two ligaments torn in his right knee will not play in Game 7. I don't know if he's gonna pull a Willis Reed or not, but I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a battle. I think it's going to come down to the last minute. I think a lot of times people like to think, and it very well could come down to guys like Nate Robinson, guys like Tony Allen, guys like Jordan Farmar, guys like Shannon Brown, who stepped up in a big way last night in Game 6 after not getting any burn in Game 5. And we'll get to the calls in a few minutes, 646-478-5554. So to all the calls, stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. I'll get you guys in a few minutes. But I think tomorrow night's game, and I truly believe that, and I don't know what stars exactly are going to shine. I would take a guess number 24 might shine. But tomorrow night's game, ladies and gentlemen, on TheKnicksBlog.com, is going to come down to stars, big players, guys like Kobe Bryant, guys like Pau Gasol, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce. It's guys like that who are going to make an impact in a big way tomorrow night. Those guys have to step up. Now, in a Game 7, it's not just the stars that need to step up. Everybody needs to step up. But I think the biggest impact needs to be those five main players. And I think a dark horse, and it could be anybody, you know, it could be Nate Robinson, it could be Jordan Farmar, could be Ron Artest, could be Rasheed Wallace. A dark horse in this game, I think, could be Rasheed Wallace. I know it feels like he's been sleepwalking since he's got to the Celtics. Guy's battle-tested, big-game player. Rasheed's, I don't think he's as bad a defender as everybody makes him out to be. I think he can guard the post very well, and he's going to have to do that tomorrow. I'm not sure who Doc Rivers is going to go with starting. I would go with Rasheed Wallace for the simple fact is, for the duration of his career, he's been a starter. So I go with Rasheed Wallace starting instead of over Kendrick Perkins, because obviously Kendrick won't play due to the injury, and I would keep big baby Glenn Davis off the bench, because that's basically been his role in the NBA for 3 years, is an energy guy off the bench. So I would keep that the way it is. Start Rasheed Wallace, because it's nothing Rasheed Wallace hasn't done before, and that's starting big games in the playoffs throughout his career. 646-478-5555. Also want to get into the Tom Izzo stuff before we get to the phones. Tom Izzo declined the job with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, here's the thing. It's not that LeBron James is definitely leaving the Cavs. He couldn't get a straight answer from LeBron James. In fact, LeBron James, I don't think, would even talk to him. Now, if he knew LeBron James was going to be there, do I think Tom Izzo would have taken this job? 95% sure I think he would have, even though he had something really good at Michigan State, but maybe he wouldn't. I mean, Mike Krzyzewski turned down the Lakers in 2004 with Kobe Bryant. Guys turned down big jobs in good situations. So maybe even if he knew LeBron was going to stay with the Cavs, maybe Izzo still does turn it down. I mean, look at all the money the Lakers threw at Coach K back in 2004. Mike Krzyzewski still turned it down. So there's a ton of stuff to get into tonight right here on theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. More on the NBA Finals, Shannon Brown with two awesome dunks last night. The breakaway dunk was pretty sweet, but the dunk off the alley-oop, from an initial standpoint, the dunk off the alley-oop was awesome, but I didn't realize how awesome it was until I saw it again as a replay. 646-478-5554 is the number. So let's go out to the phones. Let's go out to you. I could talk for a lot longer, but as I said, this show is about you. This show is about the fans. Without the fans, there's no show. So let's go out to the phones. Let's go out to you. 646-478-5554 is the number. You know the drill. I'll say your area code. Tell me your name. Tell me where you're calling from. Let's talk some Knicks. Let's talk some NBA Finals. The draft is 8 days away. So I really want to focus on the Finals and the Tom Izzo and the Cavs situation. Any other Knicks questions you have, of course, you know, you can feel free to ask me. Let's go out to the phones. Let's go out to you. And let's start it off with area code 914. You're on the air, theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Yeah, Anthony, how you doing, yo?
What's going on, man?
It's EDF from Mike Wayne.
What's going on, man?
Nothing. I was listening to Pardon the Interruption with Will Bond and everything today. And they were talking about the Tom Izzo situation and how without LeBron on the team, the Cavaliers are a 20-win team at most, and they're a lottery pick team. So basically, I was wondering if they can admit that on national television that the Cavs are only a 20-win team without LeBron, why is it that the media doesn't give, you know, New Yorkers credibility to the fact that they're already a 30-win team, and with a LeBron and a Bosh, they can automatically be at the top of the NBA and contenders? Why does the, portray the Knicks in a bad light? I don't get it.
Because the Knicks have been a doormat for the last 9 years, and not only have the Knicks been a doormat the last 9 years, you know, the Knicks, for the most part, the last 9 years have been an embarrassment. The first few years of them being bad, I thought they just stunk. From 01 to 03, they just kind of stunk. But then there was that middle span where not only did they stink, they made so many dumb trades, so many bad moves, so much off-the-court stuff, where the Knicks became such an embarrassment. And it's weird because, yeah, I think that the Knicks are in a very good situation right now. And obviously, because of all the cap space, because they actually have some young talent with Danilo Gallinari, with Wilson Chandler, with Tony Douglas, the opportunity to either sign two max players, maybe sign four or five really awesome players. The Knicks are in a good situation, and it's crazy that nobody in the media wants to give the Knicks any credit. And for 9 years, all people talked about was the Knicks need to get under the cap. The Knicks need to get under the cap. Or, you know, draft a LeBron James, whoever, which they never did. Or draft a Dwight Howard, draft a Carmelo Anthony. So all people talked about was the Knicks need to get under the cap, and They're finally under the cap, tons of money to spend with young talent, and people still want to knock the Knicks. And you know what? That's fine. That's on them. I know right now, I'm not saying the Knicks are going to get LeBron James. I'm not saying the Knicks are going to get Dwayne Wade. But I am saying the Knicks are in a very good position going into this summer. Imagine if, you know, Donnie Wallace didn't make the moves, let it ride out with Zach Randolph and Jamal Crawford. You make the playoffs the last 2 years, you get bounced in the first or second round. How mad would fans be right now if the Knicks were not under the cap and not in a position? Forget about getting these guys. Not in a position to get these guys. And in a position to get two of these main guys.
Yeah, exactly. And one other question I had a couple, I think it was about last year, sometime in September or November, I was reading an article in a magazine about the discount dynasty, basically talking about LeBron taking near the league minimum to try and surround himself with
I don't think so. That would be great, but I just don't see that happening. But
you
I suppose
you
never
LeBron
know.
Doing that?
Maybe in 5 years. Maybe if, like, LeBron is 30, he doesn't have a championship yet. Chris Bosh is 30, doesn't have a championship yet. Dwayne Wade's still stuck on one, maybe. But not now. Not in the middle and the primes of their careers. I don't see it, but that would be awesome, especially if it was in New York. I just don't see it, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but I just don't see that happening.
Yeah. All right.
That's it?
That's it.
All right, man. Have a good night. Thanks for the call.
All right.
646-478-5554. Imagine that, the discount dynasty, LeBron, Bosh, and Wade all take less money to stay with each other. That would be awesome, especially if it was in orange and blue on 33rd and 7th. 646-478-5554 is the number, theknicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to area code 646. You're on the air, theknicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, what's up, Tony? How you doing? This is T.
T, what's up, my man?
How's everything going, man?
Everything is going okay. I have a lot more energy now than I did on Monday. I was, you know, like I said, I really complained on the air, but I was straight exhausted on Monday night, T. I was
really?
Beat for being
up
in Boston.
Oh, you was up in Boston, yeah.
Oh,
how was
Monday
it, man? How was that atmosphere? I didn't call Monday's show.
I had chills of being there from a sports fan standpoint. I wasn't rooting for anybody. Trust me on that. I was rooting for the game. But from a sports fan standpoint, like even before the Celtics took the court and you felt the energy, once again, I didn't have chills because it was the Celtics. I had chills because of this is game
five,
NBA Finals series tied too. This is what life's about.
Right.
I mean, there's other things in life too, but this is what sports life is about. And as a sports fan, how could I not have chills just being there?
So who did you root for?
I rooted for a good, you know what? I rooted for the score to stay within 3 points. Like, that's what I rooted for. Like, every time the Lakers would get down 5+, I'd want them to come back. The Celtics never got down, but the Celtics were, and this is how I played it in my head on the infamous T on the way to the game, at the train they call the T. If the Celtics would get down 5 or more, I'd root for them to come back because I wanted to see, you know, 30 seconds left. That's what I wanted to see. Which it almost came down to that until Ronnie Artest just made a mockery of that play. I don't know.
Oh,
he was
my
walking
goodness.
Down the court. Why didn't he just go ahead of Rondo and dunk it?
And foul Rondo.
I guess he thought he could get fouled and get an N1. Ronnie tried to get a little tricky. But there was a couple key plays in Game 5. You can go back and say the Lakers probably could have stole that game. But, hey, this is what we want. This is what, as sports fans, we want. Game 7. Series tied at 3, third game 7 we've seen basically in our lives. I guess there was one in, what was it, 89. I was too young for that, so I'm pumped up for tomorrow night, T. And I'm sorry I'm talking too much, but it is my show.
It's all good, baby.
I'm just playing. It's my show. I don't take myself out.
It's all good, man.
What's up? What you got, man?
Yeah. So I want to touch base on the finals. I want to touch base on the Knicks Summer League and a couple other things. But the final, I mean, like I said, I'm a big-time Kobe fan, and I want to see him win. Yeah, I think he's, you know, that was a great game yesterday. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I actually predicted that they was going to blow them out. But tomorrow's just going to be, I don't know who's going to win tomorrow. Of course, I want the Lakers to win. But at the same time, you know, I think they have the advantage because Kendrick Perkins is out. But if they
I disagree only because it's one game. I think for a series, it wouldn't matter. When it's one game and you have Kevin Garnett, you have Ray Allen, you have Paul Pierce, you also have Sheed, you got Rondo, as much as Perkins helps them, I think when it comes down to one game, I'm not saying it's not going to matter that Perkins is out, but for one game, I don't think it's going to matter as big as much as people are saying because I think Rasheed Wallace and Big Baby will do a good job defending the post.
Yeah, I believe that as well, but I think it will also keep Bynum on the outside, having to defend Rasheed, and that might be a problem. That might be a
problem. Bynum's really yet to play really past the first half in this whole series. And you know what, man? I used to think Bynum was a little soft. Dude's not soft at all. Dude's got a lot of heart and pride, and he's going out to giving it his all, and I truly respect that from Andrew Bynum.
Yeah, you definitely got to give him a lot of credit. And another thing with Ron Artest, man, I mean, when he goes back home this summer, he needs to shoot at least 5,000 three-pointers a day.
Well, Ron has a good shot. He just hasn't. He lost the last couple of weeks. I mean, he shot good last night, but through this whole playoffs, you're right. I mean, even you know, game five against Phoenix, he threw up those couple shots at the end that almost cost the Lakers the game and maybe even the series, and thank God he made that game-winning playoff wasn't Kobe's miss. But, no, Ron is, you know, offensively in these playoffs has not been good.
Yeah, he's not, and that's one thing he need to do when he work, you know, when he go back, come back to New York and work on his game. And another thing, when is the Knicks summer league start?
I don't know the exact date in front of you. Usually it's mid-July. It's like five or six games out in Vegas.
So they out in Vegas. Okay.
I missed
the days of when they used to do it up at Purchase College.
Definitely. But, no, they're out in Vegas. You got, you know, Gus Johnson will be out there. Clyde will be out there. So it's always a fun watch. It's always nice. And they usually have guys who are on the team are out there working out. They usually have them as guests on the game during the broadcast. And MSG does a great job with that. So it'll definitely be cool.
Okay. And what are you hearing about draft prospects, like who the Knicks are going to pick and who are they looking at, who's working out for them?
I think the Knicks are looking at a lot of guys in the draft. You know, Andy Rollins of Syracuse, possibly. I know he's a shooter, doesn't really play much defense. There's a lot of guys the Knicks are looking at in the draft. I guess I've been out of the draft loop a little bit because I've been focusing more on the finals. But there's a lot of guys the Knicks are looking at. The Knicks are definitely looking at some trade possibilities. So I think there's going to be a lot of action on draft night. How much action that the Knicks will be in, I'm not so sure.
Okay, great show, Tony. I'll see you June 30th. You're still throwing it like a little party, right?
Yes, and I'll give all the info come early the weekend and next week on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. I'll post all the info.
All right, no problem, man. Take it easy. Great show.
All right, T, take care, man.
All right.
646-478-5554 is the number, theknicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. What are your predictions for Game 7 of the Finals? What are your predictions? Who are the key players? Let me know, 646-478-5554. Also, what did you think it meant that Tom Izzo turned the job down with the Cleveland Cavaliers? Well, I think it meant that he couldn't get an answer from LeBron James. I still think there's a chance LeBron James goes back to the Cavs, but I also think Tom Izzo really didn't want to leave the situation he was in. I truly believe that. 646-478-5554 is the number, theknicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to area code 917. You're on the air, theknicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Hello?
Hey, it's Andrew from New York City.
Andrew, what's going on, man?
Yeah, not much. I just had a couple comments.
Sure.
I agree with you that Game 6 may not have an effect on Game 7. I think we saw last night when the Lakers showed the amount of effort and tenacity that they did, no one can beat them.
Yeah, but I think the Lakers showed that effort and tenacity in Game 4. They just didn't play good. I don't think the Lakers, being at the game five, I don't think the Lakers didn't have effort that night. I just thought they didn't play good.
Well, as an example, when Farmar out-hustled Rondo on that loose ball and tipped it, this reminded me of the play when Rondo did that to Jason Williams, and it just summed up the series. The team wants it more. And I think the player who needs to step up the most is Lamar Odom, because we think it was when Ron Artest steps up, when Derek Fisher steps up, it seems that the Lakers win. But with Odom, 10 rebounds, 8 or 9 points off the bench. The Celtics are going to rely on Sheldon Williams, Glenn Davis, and Rasheed. If these guys get in foul trouble, they're done because Bynum's not going to play a lot. Like he exited in the third quarter because it was knee pain. But if Gasol manhandles Garnett, well, not manhandles, but if he does foul like he did last time and Odom does his work down low, the Celtics can have trouble. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but the team that's out-rebounded the other team had won each game. And the Lakers
out-rebounded
themselves by
17. 6-0, all six games. The team that's out-rebounded the other team has won. And Phil Jackson has only played in a few Game 7s in his career, never lost one. Phil Jackson, I believe, is 47-0 when his team wins Game 1 of a series. That's pretty crazy. You'd think by accident he'd be 46-1, but no, he's 47-0. So I believe the Celtics are 7 or 11-0 in Game 7s all time. and the Lakers have never lost a game seven on their home court. So a lot of stats in both teams' favor for tomorrow's game. But I'm sure if you ask any of the players, they could give a damn about those stats.
All right. So did you hear about the Bill Walker and he's down 10 to 15 pounds?
Yeah,
so
I did
far?
Hear that. Yeah, no, it's crazy because when Mike D'Antoni, after the last game of the year, was talking about how he wanted Billy Walker to get in shape, I'm like, damn, I thought this guy was already in shape with the way he was running the court and dunking, but because when he gets off the ground, I thought he has great hops, and now you're telling me he lose 10, 15 pounds. That's a real good thing, and I'm looking forward to seeing Billy Walker play next year in the orange and blue.
That was very encouraging, especially if he gets down to his weight when he was with Kansas State.
No, without a doubt.
I think it's going to be great. And I just had one more comment about the person who called before.
Sure.
I mean, you could say that about any team, about the Nets, about Cleveland. Like, before Cleveland got LeBron, they were winning 22, 32, 30, 19, 17 games a year.
Yeah.
So that one key player, you take Dwayne Wade off Miami, you heard what Charles Barkley said about them. The team is no good. I mean, the Nets without Kidd, Jefferson, and Carter weren't good either. So
that's three guys.
You know.
Oh, yeah, no, of course,
yeah.
Right, 100%.
But one player makes that big of a difference in the NBA. Like, if you're thinking with Duncan,
won't always win a championship, but you're right. As far as a difference for like from a 35 win to a 50 win team, will one player make a difference? Yeah, without a doubt.
I think the point I'm getting at is even if the Knicks don't get LeBron or Wade, if they do get two quality free agent all-star caliber players, I think they will be back in the playoffs. I'm trying to be as optimistic as I can. But I just don't want the Knicks to sign undrafted guys to fill their roster. And I know you don't want Donnie Walsh to save cap for next year because hopefully we'll get under the cap now. But what I'm starting to realize is, you know, Walsh should not spend the money if he doesn't see the player that Knicks can grow with.
Right, I agree. And I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't. You know, I mean, is there a chance he overpays by a couple dollars for somebody? Yeah, I suppose. But you can't really tell if Donnie overpays a player until you see that player play. But, yeah, I agree. I think one thing Donnie Walsh says he doesn't want to do, but of course every GM would say this, you really don't want to make a bad move, that especially a bad financial move, especially with the NBA and the salary cap, that you know it could hurt the team for years to come. So, I mean, the Knicks are in a desperate situation in a sense, but I don't think they're going to act desperate when it comes to signing players. That's just my thoughts.
And I'm really, I just like where the franchise is going, because like you were saying on the show on Monday, you know, we've had some, you know, poor decisions in the past, and I think we're just going to uphill from now. And, you know, if you look at all the teams now with salary cap, those will be the teams that will be solid in a few years. You know, there's a lot of teams like the Celtics, Spurs, they're getting old.
Right,
and
no question.
They're like what the Knicks are with the bad contracts.
No,
and, you know, we have a fresh
Wait. Time out. You compared the Celtics to the Knicks?
No. I'm saying the team like the Celtics is already $63 million on the cap next year.
Yeah, but here's
Cleveland
the thing.
With all the back.
No, you can't compare that because the Celtics are either going to win the championship or lose in game seven of the finals. When the Knicks were in that situation, they were winning 30 games every year. And even if the Celtics lose tomorrow night, they're still in a position to win the championship again next year.
No, I know what you mean. I mean, from two or three years from now, when they still have Garnett, who's old, I'm trying to compare it to when Ewing.
But 2 years from now, the Celtics could have a totally different roster. You know what I mean? And next year, the Celtics going to, you know, win or lose tomorrow and, you know, sign or re-sign Ray Allen, then the Celtics are going to be right back in contention to win the championship again next year. So I don't think any Celtic fan is going to be mad they have $65, $70 million on their books because they're going to be right. And no fan is going to be mad if you have a lot of money in the books if you're competing for the championship. You could have $800 million on my books if we're competing for the championship.
Oh, that was a bad example. Yeah,
you're forgiven. I hope you keep listening. I'm just saying. You can't compare. You know, like I said, if my team has $900 million over the cap, but we're in Game Seven of the NBA Finals, I don't care. That's fine. You know, if we're a lot over the cap and we're 30-52, now we got problems, which have been the Knicks the last 9 years.
Yep. Good stuff. Thanks.
No problem. Anytime. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Man, I'll take the Celtics situation any day. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to area code 602. You're on the air, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Hello? Area code 602. You're on the air, thenixblog.com. All right, 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute with more of the KnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. KnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Anthony Rice Balls Donahue with you, taking you up until 10 o'clock. 646-478-5554 is the number. Right here on the KnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Tons to get into tonight. I said at the start of the show, I would like to take a lot of phone calls. We've had a bunch of phone calls already, and if you're listening to the show and you're yet to get on the phone lines, pick up your phone right now. Dial 646, dial 478, and dial 5554. That's 646-478-5554. Call me up. Let's talk some Knicks. Let's talk some NBA Finals. I want to get your predictions for Game 7. I want to get your thoughts on Tom Izzo. I want to get your thoughts on what do you think is going to happen this summer with the New York Knicks. Are they going to sign LeBron? Are they going to sign Wade? Is David Lee going to be back? What is going on with the New York Knicks? What is going on with the NBA Finals? Tons of stuff to talk about. So get on the phones and call me up. 646-478-5554. Also, friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/TonyRiceBalls. Follow me on Twitter, AnthonyMSG. You tweet me, you Facebook me, I always get back to you. 646-478-5554 is the number. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to area code 602. You're on the air, theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Anthony.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Rice Balls? How you doing, man?
Who's this?
This is Andrew from Phoenix, Arizona.
Adam, what's going on, man?
That's Adam, number one Knicks fan in Arizona here.
Aaron, what's up, man? Aaron, how are you, man? Thanks for calling the show, and thanks for checking in from Arizona.
Oh, for sure, man. I follow you on Twitter, so I got you. I listen to your show every time for a first-time call or whatever. Yeah, I've been a Knicks fan since I was a little kid. For some reason out here on the West Coast, everyone's either a Lakers fan or growing up, everyone was a Bulls fan. I kind of turned the pages though when I was a kid, and I saw the Bulls play the Knicks one night at my buddy's house when I was like in the fourth or fifth grade. And I remember Patrick Ewing dunking over Michael Jordan and fell in love with the Knicks. Anyways, just wanted to get your take on Chet Thompson. What do you think about him paired up with, like, David Lee? And
Thompson?
Joe Johnson?
Oh, Joe, what do I think of Joe Johnson paired up with David Lee?
Yeah,
I think that's good. I mean, I don't know if that's going to win you a championship, but I think that's, I'm not going to – I think Joe's a good player. I think he had an awful playoff, but I think Joe's a really good player. And one thing about the NBA, unlike baseball, like, the Yankees can overpay Johnny Damon, the Yankees can overpay Jason Giambi. It doesn't affect who they can get the next season. With basketball, with the salary cap, you have to watch how you spend. So, do I like Joe Johnson? Yes. Do I like Joe Johnson for the right price? Yes. Do I like Joe Johnson overpay him? No.
I
and that's the same for David Lee, too. I mean, with the salary, it's the same for every player. You know, LeBron, Dwayne Wade, yeah, give them whatever the hell they want. Everybody else, you got to be careful with what you spend.
That's it. They gotta prove that they're that level of a performer before you start giving them that kind of money. And David Lee just showed a lot of hustle this past year. I mean, I subscribe to the NBA package or whatever on my TV, so I watch every single Knicks game, every play, every year for like the past 5 years. And he's made a lot of improvements, man. I'm really impressed with him and Danilo Gallinari and Bill Walker when he came in. I love the guy, man. I think they have a really solid base for a great team.
And I read
team,
today
know.
That Bill Walker's down about 10, 15 pounds, and I thought he was in great shape last year. So if Billy Walker's losing a couple pounds, that can only be good for the Knicks and Bill Walker.
Yeah, that new can sky, man. I can't wait to see him, like, 100% healthy and contributing to the team. But anyway, man, I just wanted to call and put my two cents in there and let you know there are Knicks fans out here. And
What's going on out in Phoenix? I heard Steve Kerr's not coming back. What's up with that? How do the fans feel about that? And also, is Amari Stoudemire going to be back with the Suns?
I don't know. You see, Amari's on the radio and on TV out here every day talking about how he deserves a max contract and how he gave 110% off season. I don't really see it though, man. Watching all the games out here too, because we get all their games out here. I watched him struggle a lot this season, and there was a really, you know, he wasn't showing the fans out here that he was. You know, there was a lot of people that halfway through the season couldn't wait to get rid of the guy. Whenever all those rumors.
I like Amari's like Joe Johnson in a sense. I like him, but I like him for the right price. And here's the thing about Amari Stoudemire. I'm not knocking him. Throughout his career, he's gotten most of his baskets are from set up from Steve Nash and have been very easy baskets. How good Amari Stoudemire, how good can he be if he's not playing with a top-level point guard like a Steve Nash? Can Amari Stoudemire create for himself? Can Amari Stoudemire create for himself, create space, get his own shot? Can Amari Stoudemire post up and score? A lot of the baskets Amari Stoudemire gets are cutting to the basket or outlets from Steve Nash. Can he do it if he didn't have Steve Nash? And I don't know the answer.
Right. And as far as Steve Kerr goes, I mean, I was listening to sports radio all day today, like local radio shows, and they mentioned it a couple times. They didn't really go into detail. And it's funny here because there's a lot of fair-weather fans here and even the sportscasters here. Where when you're winning, everyone praises you and you're doing really good. But when you get in a little slump, they're looking to fire everybody. It's nothing like the pressure in New York. But it's pretty bad here, man. There's a lot of, the finals are going on right now. I see more Lakers fans out in Phoenix right now than I saw Suns fans.
Hey, listen, man, I remember, I don't know how old you are. I'm 26, so I was in, you know, middle school and early high school with the Bulls run, elementary school. And listen, there was Bulls jerseys everywhere, 23 jerseys everywhere. I ask anybody now, name one player in the Bulls, they might be able to tell you Derrick Rose. That's it.
That's funny, dude.
You know? Sure.
Everyone's a Lakers fan or a Celtics fan out here too. It's crazy.
Yeah, no question.
But I'm down on Knicks, man. I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that we have some fans out here. Well,
hey,
me
man,
anyway.
I just want to thank you for calling in. Thank you for the support out there. Keep tuning into the show. I'm not sure how much you've listened to this show, but I got tons of previous episodes. I've had Walt Frazier on. I had Alan Houston on last week. Wilson Chandler's been on numerous times. I've done interviews with David Lee, John Starks, all on this on the website, thenixblog.com. So if you just go back to the archives, or if you friend me on Facebook, I can send you any of the links directly if you want to hear some past shows or past interviews. I'd be happy to send them to you.
Cool, man. That's cool. I'm kind of new to Twitter. My Twitter tag is GoNixGo for the team. If anyone wants to hit me up on Twitter, too. So.
All right, man. Thanks for checking in, man. Really appreciate it.
All right, Tony, man. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Getting a little love from Phoenix on the show, a little Arizona action calling in, and I definitely appreciate that. And can you believe, and I feel like I say this on every show, but I don't care, and I'll say it because whatever it is, my show is my airwaves, and I'll say what I won't. But we're finally almost at July 1st, and it's crazy. It's 14 days away. If you're friends on Facebook, facebook.com/TonyRiceBalls, you've seen it. If we're not friends, friend me, like I said, facebook.com/TonyRiceBalls, or look for Anthony Donahue. I've been doing a countdown every day, and you know, we're up to 14 days now. And in 2 hours and 27 minutes, it's going to be 13 days. And obviously, we're not going to know anything in 13 days, but at least we'll have an idea of what's going on. As of right now, everybody has to be quiet. You heard when I had Alan Houston on last week. Former New York Knicks, 2-time All-Star, went to the NBA Finals in the Knicks in 1999, assistant GM to Donnie Walsh right now. And, you know, even having Alan Houston on the show, he can't, you know, as being the assistant GM to Donnie Walsh, or Donnie Walsh's top assistant, he can't publicly comment on any of the players. So at least when it comes to July 1st, whether or not the Knicks get LeBron, whether they get Wade, whether they get any of these guys, at least in interviews after July 1st, they can say their names, you know? And that's definitely a good thing. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to area code 203. You're on the air. Thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. And you're not on the air. 646-478-5554. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to area code 914, you're on the air, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Hello. All right, you guys, your callers, last two callers have stunk. You don't know what you're doing. Be ready to talk. When I say your number, be ready to talk. You got it? 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, thenixblog radio. And I was just watching. I didn't get a chance to watch it live last night. I was watching the Tom Izzo press conference this evening. And, boy, that was pretty cool. All the players behind him, his players, a couple former players are there in support of Coach Izzo. I thought that was pretty cool. And I think it's pretty cool he's going back to the university. I think it's pretty cool as a Knicks fan he's going back because, like I said, he couldn't get any assurance from LeBron James. And somebody was saying the other day that, you know, they were reporting, I think it was Colin Cowherd on ESPN Radio, was reporting that, you know, LeBron is looking at the Clippers as a viable option. But me personally, once again, I don't know this. I have not spoke to Bron about this. Haha, JK, LOL. But I just don't see him going to the Clippers. Man, they have talent, though. I love Eric Gordon. Baron Davis is still a good basketball player. Blake Griffin should be pretty good. Chris Kaman's a really good player. So, I mean, LeBron and the Clippers, basketball-wise, I think is very good. But here's the thing. He'll break his leg in the first play. You know? If LeBron goes to the Clippers, he's going to get hurt in the first play of the game. You know? He get hurt in training camp. It's because it's the luck of the Clippers. 646-478-5554 is the number. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to area code 203. You're on the air, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Anthony, how you doing? It's Mike from Connecticut. How you been?
Mike, how are you? I drove through your state early Sunday morning at 3 in the morning on, I guess, Monday morning, coming back from Boston, drove through Connecticut.
Which way did you go, 95, or did you go 84?
I went 95, because I picked up my friend in Springfield, Westfield, Massachusetts, so I drove 95 to 91 to the Mass Turnpike.
All right. Well, it sounds like you got back all right since you're doing the show.
I did. I only slept like an hour and a half on Sunday, and I still did my show on Monday night. That's just how much of a trooper I am.
That's it. You're getting it in. You know, you're experiencing the finals, you know. And
man,
that's
you only live once, and you got to work hard, too.
Yeah, well, you know what? I found the show from Tommy from the Knicks blog. So he's been on Versus like crazy now, you know, talking about the finals. So I thought I'd call in, let you know you're doing a good job listening to everything. You're welcome. In terms of what's going on with Izzo staying, I'm glad he did stay because, I mean, the track record is pretty brutal for any of the guys who, you know, leave the college game.
Yeah, but to be fair on that, and I was one of those guys that said what you just said, to
mm-hmm.
be fair, which college guy left and went into a good situation either? You know, Mike Montgomery went to a trashy Golden State Warriors team. You know, Rick Pitino, you know, went to an awful Boston Celtics team. John Calipari didn't go to a good Nets team. You know, what if, I don't know, for the sake of conversation, what if Rick Pitino in 96 took over the Bulls? Or did they still win the 96-97 championship? Probably.
Yeah, but,
just to defend the college coaches a little bit, though.
Of course. But you know what? That's the reason why the job's open. Also, you know what I mean? So, I mean, playing devil's advocate in that. Oh, we also forgot the illustrious Reggie Theus.
Oh, man. I felt, you know, I've always been a big, I always have a soft spot for Reggie Theus because of the show Hang Time.
Yes.
Actually, Anthony Anderson, who was the shooter on Hang Time off the bench, he was on the show back in November. So, actually, no, he was on the show in December. And that it's archived on thenixblog.com. But Hang Time is very special in my heart. So when Reggie Theus got fired, I felt bad. And Hang Time with a friend of mine was back doing broadcasting.
All right, well, we're going to have to take a look for that episode. What are your thoughts? I know it's kind of tough with all the different forms of media that we get today in terms of really killing the where's LeBron going to go. And
people were talking about that. I wasn't even.
The only thing that really kills me right now is the fact that the free agents are like holding the market hostage. I know that they can't go live.
They can't really until July 1st.
So the 1st.
You know, exactly. So it's really not. Listen, if teams could start talking to free agents, you know, from the set, you know, starting yesterday, it'd be fine right now. But, you know, the rules are the rules. So I don't blame the players. They can't negotiate. You know, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Chris Bosh, know, David Lee, well, David Lee can negotiate with the Knicks, but these guys can't negotiate with other teams, so they're not holding any teams hostage because, you know, they can't talk to any other teams. And listen, it's their right.
Here's one observation. What happens if we have all this cap room,
right,
and we don't pick up, let's say, LeBron,
okay, and
everyone, and let's say, for example, LeBron goes with Dwayne Wade, whether it's Miami or Chicago, just the worst-case scenario. I mean, what do the Knicks do with all that money? I mean, who are they going to go after? I mean, outside of Bosch, you know, I'm disappointed that, you know, Lee puts in his work. I mean, he's a really hard worker. And, I mean, he's almost at the same level as, you know, I mean, he was in Toronto. So, I mean, who's to say that, you know, he will put up his 20 and 10, but 20 and 10 playing for New York and playing in Toronto is almost, you know, the same.
Right. So what's your question about? You feel bad about losing Lee?
You know, either way.
If Lee was in this position last year, the Knicks were going after LeBron last year with the same amount of cap space, what could happen is the Knicks, let's just say it all worked out perfect, the Knicks could sign LeBron, they could sign Bosch to max contracts, still pay David Lee whatever they wanted because they have his bird rights. Because they gave him a contract for 1 year last year, they lost his bird rights. So that kind of stinks.
Yes, it does. I mean, it has it. We've seen it before where we've been loaded with forwards in the past. I just, if, you know, if they don't get it done, you know, bringing in a LeBron-type player, but it's up to LeBron to make that decision if he wants to leave or not. I just feel if it's not New York, he might go to Chicago, you know, who knows? It's just a tough call right now for everyone. Not even World Wide West knows where he's going to go.
Do you think even, and I'm asking you because you know just as much as I do, do you think LeBron even knows what he's going to do?
I don't think so. I think I'm kind of torn with it because I have, you know, family members who have played college ball in the past, and one of them who's at a top 25 school, and it's just like, you know, we were just talking over dinner the other night, and it's kind of like, well, it's his decision. We'd love to see him in New York because we haven't been to the, you know, to the playoff finals. I mean, we haven't won anything since I was two. You know, I'm 38 years old. I'd actually like to see these guys win something.
Win a title. They won in the 90s. They didn't win a championship, but at least they were winning and getting close.
Of course. Well, you know, John Starks taking ill advice. Let's, you know, walk home with the series in game six.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, one play in that final series with Houston, a lot of people don't realize. They were running, I think it was game, it might have been the O.J. chase,
right,
where we missed like a quarter or two because, you know,
yeah,
they're following
out
Collins to the house. Right.
Yeah, I remember that night. Like,
so
that was
I want to say there was the Knicks were down one. They are running a play, I think, for Starks. He's coming off the screen. Ewing puts his butt out. Sam Cassell, who's a rookie, with less than 30 seconds left, gets a call. Offensive foul going the other way. If not, the Knicks sweep them at home, and it's 4-1. The biggest
play
to
see. Well, you're thinking of game three then, I think.
Three, sorry.
Right, game three was the game Sam Cassell hit the game-winning shot.
It had to have been that game because the Knicks were down one.
Game four, O.J. Chase was the night of game five, which is 16 years ago tomorrow.
Yeah, so, you know, and I just look at that team, you know, how it's formulated, and who would ever thought Doc Rivers on the verge of winning his second ring and Patrick Ewing has not?
No, that's crazy. Absolutely.
You know, talking about it on Twitter with everyone, you know, because everyone has jokes about, you know, Pat and not being able to develop Dwight Howard, you know, being down in Orlando. So it's just amazing how things happen and, you know, we just we couldn't stick with them forever, you know, and then the Isaiah years came, and now this is where we're at.
No question. Here we are.
All right, brother.
Hopefully, we can get back to where we once were in a couple weeks.
Are you guys doing anything in the upcoming weeks? Because I know for the NBA draft, I want to say, Tom, you said there was something going down up in White Plains.
Yeah, there'll be something going down up in White Plains at the sports page, and then I'm working on an event on June 30th. For LeBron becoming a free agent, and I'll post that stuff soon. It'll be
nice.
On the Knicks blog. Also, you know, friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/ Tony Rice Balls. Also, follow me on Twitter, Anthony MSG, and I'll post everything.
All right, brother. Well, have a good night, And you're doing a good job, all right?
Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
All right.
646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Can you believe 16 years ago tomorrow was the night of Game 5 of the NBA Finals in 1994 and the O.J. Chase? I remember that day like it was yesterday, and I was only 10 years old in fifth grade. I was living upstate in my beautiful hometown where I grew up in Walton, New York, and I remember we had our class trip that day to Howe Caverns, and it was – I remember that day because, you know, how many fifth graders are that intense about the NBA Finals? And I certainly was. And just I was so pumped up throughout the day. And I was staying at a friend's house that night and watching the game. I was so excited watching the game. And I don't remember when the chase actually started. Was it second quarter, third quarter? And just I didn't care. I didn't realize at the time how big of a story it was. But I didn't care about some white damn Bronco going down the highway in Los Angeles. I cared about my Knicks in the finals. That's what I cared about. I didn't care about some white Bronco. But with some dude with a gat to his head, I didn't care about that. You know, it's funny, if that happened now, at least they would put the game on another channel. But back in 1994, they cut the whole game out and they put a tiny little box in the split screen. I'm like, I don't care about some white Bronco. I'm in like fifth grade. I'm like crying. I'm like, I want to watch the game. And certainly the Knicks won. They lost the next two. It was just brutal. But that white Bronco chase, it was historic. But to me, like, I know the Knicks won that game, but I look at that as the start of the tragedy of the Knicks losing game 6 and 7 and made a young 10-year-old boy cry. Very, very sad. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go back to the phones and let's go to area code 917. You're on the air, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going with you, man?
Not too bad, man. It was the first time. Listened to a little while.
All right, man. Tonight's your first show?
Yeah.
All right, well, just to let you know, if you want to go back and listen to past shows, they're on the website. Last Wednesday, I had Alan Houston on. I've had Wilson Chandler on. I've had Anthony Anderson on. I've had Jim Boeheim on, Zach Randolph on. Tons of huge guests. Walt Frazier, John Starks have been on this show. So, you know, go and check back.
I'm going to do a little background check and see what's going on.
All right, man, cool. And the background check will most definitely pass. What's going on, man? What's going on, man? I always love getting new listeners, and welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'm just, I'm a fan of the blog on the Knicks blog, and, you know, I go back and forth about the structure of a team.
Right.
You know, and I see a lot of fans get, you know, they get fascinated and they get fixated with these particular players, and I try to convey the fact that you can have the best guy. You can have the best two guys, but the best team will always win. You know, and it's
I would tend to agree.
People have this fixation, like even in the playoffs now. I give an example. Like, I'm a fan of Pittman. I think that he should be one of the draft picks for the Knicks as far as the big man is concerned. And they're like, oh, he's a big guy. He's not this. He's not that. I'm like, if you look at the playoffs this year and you watch Big Baby come off that bench and have a major impact on games night in and night out, you understand that you don't always need to draft the next superstar. Because you need this, every superstar needs the guys to support him. That's why there's a supporting cast. Is necessary.
Very true.
You know, and the same thing with a point guard.
I always, not to knock the Knicks the last 3 years or the last 9 years for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Sometimes it's all about your situation too. And you bring up Big Baby, man. And what if he was drafted by the Knicks back in 2007? That would have been with Zach Randolph, Eddie Curry, Isaiah Thomas with the sexual harassment, Nate
mm-hmm.
Robinson, Jamal Crawford. Even though that was my man, chucking up threes. Imagine if Big Baby Davis is drafted by the Knicks. He'd probably be like Mike Sweeney and out of the league now. Thank God he's drafted
and
by
anything
himself.
Anything is possible, but then also, you know, well, we got to deal with the here and now. So I'm saying I was just using him as an example because
just for the hell of it to have a conversation.
Yeah, because they say that, you know, oh, well, D'Antoni, he won't play a guy who doesn't have an 18-foot jump shot, and history dictates that that's true. But in the end of the day, we have to build the team for the long run, and I think that the Knicks and Mr. Magoo, our general manager, has pacified D'Antoni too much and gave him too much and actually has hindered the team.
Why isn't they giving him too much player-wise? Because he hasn't had many great players yet.
No, I just mean like he won't take a defensive assistant defensive coach.
Well, we're going to see now because, listen, if Donnie Walsh wants to bring in a defensive coach and Mike D'Antoni says no, all Donnie Walsh has to say is, 30-52-29-53. You're bringing in a defensive coach, you know.
You would think that after the long history of him falling short because of a lack of defense, he would be amicable to it. But you have a general manager who's not taking the bulls by the horn, and you have a GM who puts his, and you have a coach who's putting his ego above the best interest of the team. And I don't see how that's going to be a successful formula.
No, I definitely agree, man. Hey, man, well, thanks for checking in. I'll be on the air again next Monday night, and Monday and Wednesday. So keep checking in, man. Appreciate the
I got you, man. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for the call. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to area code 718. You're on the air. Thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Hello? Area code 718. You're on the air. Hello?
Hey, Tony. It's Mikey Scotto. What's going on, kid?
Mikey Scotto. What's up, man?
What's going on?
What's up? How are you?
I'm doing good. Tony, I'm listening to you talking about free agency, and, you know, your previous call.
I'm only messing with you. You got the ill Brooklyn thing going on. I love it, Mike. I love you, man.
Of course, Tony. You know, forget about it. But,
I love it.
But in all serious talk, you talk about the free agency coming up, and, you know, your previous call talked about building a team. And I'm looking at a team, and there's three things I think a real good team needs. You need a really talented big man, a point guard, and a forward, a small forward or a shooting guard to score. You look at the Knicks roster right now. Say you get LeBron James. That's one of those pieces.
Yep.
You know, and you get a guy like Stoudemire. You still have to look at two things. One, do you think Tony Douglas is good enough to play the point and Wilson Chandler to be that scorer at the two guard?
Well, I think, okay, if we're fifth, we'd all be drunk too, Mike, so... I think that if you bring in LeBron James, the point guard position isn't as important because LeBron has the basketball so much in his hands. So if you bring in LeBron James, playing Tony at that one position is fine because Tony can make shots, he can create. And like I said, if you have LeBron James, you don't need a Chris Paul-type point guard. You don't need a Darren Williams-type point guard. Would you take one of those two? Obviously. Do you need one of those two? No, because the basketball is in LeBron's hands. So I think Tony's fine with that. Wilson Chandler, yes, I think Wilson could be that guy. I don't think Wilson could be that great shooting guard if he didn't have a LeBron James, but when you have LeBron James, you have Wilson Chandler next to you, and you have Danilo Gallinari next to LeBron James, and if you hopefully have a Chris Bosh and Amari Stoudemire, it's going to make the game that much easier for Wilson Chandler. It's going to make the game that much easier for Danilo Gallinari. It's going to make the game that much easier for Tony Douglas, and it's going to make the game that much easier for LeBron James and Chris Bosh or Amari Stoudemire if that's the case and that really happens. So, yeah, I think Wilson Chandler could definitely fit in that role without a doubt.
And also, you look at the Knicks and say they get a guy like a Chris Bosh or a Stoudemire. You look at a team like Orlando, they have Dwight Howard in Boston, they have Kendrick Perkins. They have big, brute guys up front to get the rebounds and to do the dirty work. The Knicks don't have that. And as you look in free agency, and there's no one out there except
You can make a trade. You can come up with somebody on the cheap, I think, for a player like a Kendrick Perkins type, I think.
There's one guy on the free agent market I think you're gonna laugh when I say this, but
okay,
you know what?
Okay, what you're gonna say? Let me take a guess before you say it.
You take a guess. Who am I thinking of?
Brendan Haywood.
No. You ready for this? Shaquille O'Neal.
The Diesel.
Now hear me. Shaquille O'Neal would love New York.
Oh God, he would.
You know what? I know he had his little run-ins with D'Antoni, but he understands now that he's older and he's very old now.
The Diesel is more like the rusty oil.
The Tin Man over here, we can call him. But you know what? Tony, Shaq on his worst day is just as good as a guy like a Tyson Chandler on the market or even a Brendan Haywood.
Isn't it crazy Shaq is still playing? Dude was drafted in 1992, and he's still going strong. Kudos to the Diesel.
You know, and I don't know, maybe it's because he's having all the smoothies. That's what
he's having something.
I read an article in Sports Illustrated, he's having smoothies or something, but that's what I'm saying. I just think, you know, I know Shaq will come on the cheap, and, you know, there's good and bad with him, but he would be a good guy to do the dirty work. The Knicks need a little toughness. They haven't had that since, you know, Ewing and Oakley, you know, and Eddie Curry is, you know,
he's
a teddy bear.
He's not Curry tough.
Nah.
Eddie's far from tough. Eddie's tough when you're looking to take his lunch. You know, you know, I don't know if Eddie's very tough, though, you know. No, Mike, no, those are definitely fair points, and just want to thank you. Thanks for checking in on the show tonight, man.
Anytime, Tony. Always, always a pleasure to listen to you on the Block Talk, my friend.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right, take care. Have a good night, Tony. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. And it's been another great show tonight right here on thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio, coming soon to next week's show. I'm going to be working on a few things for the show for this over the weekend for Mondays and Wednesdays shows of next week. For the draft Thursday night, the draft party at Sports Page up in White Plains on Thursday night. We'll have shows Monday and Wednesday night, 9 p.m. And I'll keep everybody updated on what's going on throughout the weekend on Twitter and Facebook. You know, follow me on Twitter, AnthonyMSG, Facebook, facebook.com/TonyRiceBall. So I'm going to say the Lakers in a close one tomorrow. Lakers by three. That's my prediction for tomorrow. Lakers by three. I think it's going to be a good game. I think the stars, and I think role players will play a factor just because they will. But look for the stars to come up big. Look for Kobe Bryant to come up big. Look for Paul Pierce to come up big. Look for Ray Allen to come up big. I think the Celtics I see coming up big, and if the Celtics are going to win, it's going to have to be. I think Garnett's going to have to play big and play tough. But from a scoring and an offensive standpoint, I think Paul Pierce is going to have to be the guy for the Boston Celtics. Going to wrap up the show tonight. Going to put a bow on this. It's been a great show tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to all the new listeners. Please don't feel shy. Call up the show. Always take your calls. I always let you talk. And that's what I appreciate about the fans. You guys are so great. Like I said, I hope to put together good content for you guys. But without you guys listening to this show, without you guys calling in, without your guys' comments and feedback, this show is nothing and I'm nothing. So I just always want to thank you guys for everything and thank you guys for that. I'll be back on the air Monday night, 9 p.m., thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Good night, everybody.